Activity 10.
The lecture begins with introductory remarks about geography in general and the geography of the United States. Then the lecturer states that a very useful way to think about geography is in terms of major themes.
I want to welcome you all to Geography 1, Physical Geography. Some of you have told me that you're especially interested in American history and geography, isn't that so?
Yes.
Well, the best place to begin your study of American history is with geography.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Take a seat anywhere. Here's a syllabus. No problem. So what is geography? It's the study of
Earth.
Earth. Yes, that's right. It's the study of Earth. Geo. Geo means Earth, and graph or graphy means picture or description or study. So geography is a description or study of the Earth and
land.
But actually, you know, it's more than a study of land.
Water?
Water, yes. Water too. But actually what I mean to say is geography is the study of land and people. Land.
People.
And people. Geography includes the relationship between people and their environment. Earth, land, people, environment. As you know, the United States is part of what? Yes, part of the North American continent. The United States has an enormous variety of physical features, natural resources, climates, and people. In this class, you learn about these factors and understand how they affected the development of the United States. Now, a very useful way to think about geography is in terms of major themes, major ideas, or themes. In this class, we're going to examine the five major themes of geography. Location, place, region, movement, and human-environment interaction. If you can recognize and understand these important themes, you will understand all the different aspects of geography. Now, don't worry if you don't understand these five themes yet, all right? I'm going to give you some examples. Let me explain how these five themes apply to Boston, okay? Where is Boston?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay. And where is Massachusetts? I mean, in relation to the rest of the country. You know, in the north or south or east or west?
The northeast.
Right. It's in the northeast. Well, it would really help if we had a bigger map to look at. Okay, let's see. Okay, here's a map of the United States. So where's Boston?
The northeast.
Massachusetts.
Good. You got it. So the question, where is Boston, is about its location. Now that's the first theme of geography. What's the first theme?
Location.
Right. Location. Okay. We just now answered this question in terms of relative location. Relative location describes where a certain area is in relation to another area. Boston lies in the northeast corner of the United States, next to the Atlantic Ocean. Another way to answer this question, where is Boston, is to use absolute location. That means we use the coordinates of latitude and longitude to give the answer. For example, Boston's absolute location is 42 degrees north latitude and 72 degrees west longitude. Moving on to our next theme, let's ask the question, what is Boston like? To describe Boston, place, the second theme of geography, can help you answer this question. Place refers to both the physical factors and the human factors that make one area different from another. Physical factors and human factors. Physical characteristics are natural features such as physical setting, plants, animals, and weather. Boston sits on a hilly peninsula. You see, it's surrounded by water. There's the Charles River to the west and Boston Bay to the east. Those are physical characteristics. Now, human characteristics include cultural diversity. For example, Boston includes African Americans, as well as people of Irish, Italian, Chinese, and Hispanic origin. Lots of different people, very diverse. The question, what is Boston like, is also answered by describing the things that people have made, including language, the arts, and architecture. So physical and human factors both affect place. What about region? This is another theme of geography. You see, geographers can't easily study the whole world at one time. So they break the world into regions. A region can be as large as a continent, or it can be as small as a neighborhood. A region has certain shared characteristics that make it different from other areas, so within a region there are shared or common characteristics. These characteristics might include political division, climate, language, or religion. We already talked about the fact that Boston is part of the Northeast region, right?
Yeah.
Well, New York and Philadelphia are part of the Northeast region too. These cities share a climate called continental temperate. This is one of the reasons they belong to the same region. Okay, the fourth theme of geography is movement. Movement of people, goods, and ideas from one place to another. People constantly move in search of better places to live, you know? And they trade goods with each other over great distances. Movement also causes ideas to travel from place to place. Boston considers itself the cradle of liberty. The origin of liberty. You know about the American Revolution against England? Well, the concepts of freedom and self-government that developed in the Boston area, these concepts spread to the other colonies. And then that movement led to the formation of the independent United States. That's movement. Human-environment interaction is the fifth theme. This last theme refers to ways people interact with their environment. Building a road cutting down a tree, or even sitting in the sun. All of these actions are types of human-environment interaction. As you can imagine, some of this interaction is not so good for the environment, like what? Like traffic jams. But other kinds of human-environment interaction are helpful, such as the 6 miles of green parkland in Boston called the Emerald Necklace. Emerald, you know, the green gemstone, and necklace, the long stretch of green parkland. All right, so that's it. This semester we'll explore all five of these themes of geography in America: location, place, region, movement, and human-environment interaction. And I'm sure, through these studies, you'll gain a better understanding of this great land.